It is great to be back here. Last year I was here talking to this audience. I talked about the ecosystem around mobile broadband and what we needed to do as an industry. We talked about the 50 billion connected devices as a vision for 2020. And I guess, summing up 2010 now, it has happened quite a lot. And mobile broadband is one of the most important things in our industry. Today we want to talk a little bit about application, how that is of course the driver. And for the ones that remember, in the beginning of the 2000s we talked a lot about 3G and mobile internet is coming. And we failed on a couple of things. I think the technology was there, but the handset and application was not there. And again, it proves that we usually overestimate what's going to happen in the next couple of years. And we underestimate what's going to happen in the next 10 years, because no one can really expect what we're seeing today when it comes to usage of the mobile and fixed networks. Let me just came back and talk a little bit about the industry first and how I see it. We are part of this change, and then coming back and talking about applications. This is what I think we're going to. We're going to a network society. A society where everything that benefits from being connected will be connected. A society where we impact people's life, enterprises, organizations, and society. It's built on a couple of different things. First of all, mobility. That we have mobile coverage all around the world right now. We'll come back to that. The other is broadband. And the third one is cloud and application. That together can build a society where everything that is connected will have a benefit from it. And we will see impacts on all three stakeholders in this industry. And I usually say we're all on the brink of an inflection point right now. We have been for the last 20 years building networks all around the world with operators. And the next 20 years, we're going to see how we're going to work and monetize and use them. And we're going to see totally different business models the next 20 years from the last 20 years. And it's not given that the winners of that last 20 years will be the winners of the next 20 years. So it's all about reinventing ourselves. And I guess not many thought about applications and smartphones when we started all this. But that is, of course, a lot of where the monetization is going today. Now, those three forces, the mobility, plus the broadband, plus the cloud, that is what is transforming a lot of industries and a lot of consumer behavior and even our society. And I think that's extremely important to understand those fundamentals, where we are and where we're going, because that is driving a lot of what we're talking about. Starting with mobility, we've already heard it from a couple of the distinguished speakers before me. We have now passed 5 billion mobile subscription, 5.3 billion mobile subscription ending 2010. Our prediction is that by 2015, we're going to have some 7 to 8 billion mobile subscriptions. And for the ones that are good in counting in the room, you know, it's not that many people on Earth by 2015. So yes, we're going to have dual subscriptions. We're not counting machine to machine here, but definitely we're going to go up to penetration up to maybe 80% of the population, even higher. And coverage of the population would be even higher. So the mobility is definitely there. And just take a look how long it took to actually get to 1 billion fixed line in the world. And I know that Sir Marcus Aurel talked about that he wanted this to go quicker. But to be honest, in 20 years, this industry has created more than 5 billion mobile subscribers, which is just amazing revolution of a new technology.